Transcription of a letter from Arthur Boyd to his mother Doris. Dear Mumumums, Saturday. My dear little Mumums, what a lovely letter you wrote me. Such a nice little pink flower, too. Thank you so much for writing my name in the S and H. I did not see it before. It is such a wonderful present. One does not get a present like that every day from one's Mumumums. I can assure you that there is nothing to worry about. I am quite well and happy, and so is Gramp. I am so pleased to hear that you sold £4.16 worth of pots. It must be a great lift up to find you can still sell pots in town. I enjoyed having Jackie down. We had quite a bit of fun. The canvas is okay, Mumums, but if the two pieces were joined together like this, it would be much better. It can't be helped, I suppose, so don't worry. I'm glad to hear the garden is going well. It will be a surprise when I go back to find a lovely flourishing garden. I have not been able to do a terrible lot of painting, because the weather has not been up to the mark. I have done a few pictures, though. Still life and interiors, and a couple of landscapes. I have scraped a couple of them off, though, because they were pretty terrible. But here are the ones I did not scrape off. At this point in the letter, there are several rough illustrations. The text continues. By the time I get back to Murrumbeena, I will look like a bar lamb. I have painted so many. Next week I hope to paint something good anyhow. This paper is rather heavy, so I don't think I will be able to write on more than one sheet. Your letter was very nice and long. I would not call it that if I were you. I hope everyone is in the best of health, especially yourself, Mumums. Tell Chas to send me just a few lines to let you know how things are around here. That is the way he always starts his letters. Dear boy. Well, Mumums, I don't want, at least can't start, another page or letter will be much too heavy. Give everybody my love. HB2 XXXXXXX. And tons of love to yourself, dear little Mumums, from your ever-loving son, Arthur, Artie, Chook Chooks, and Bubbles. This is the end of the transcription.